We have 11 amazing restaurants featuring a wide variety for every price range and appetite. South Point's Garden Buffet has something for everyone at unbeatable prices. Or, if hunger strikes in the middle of the night, join us at Coronado Cafe. The American menu offers breakfast, lunch, or dinner 24 hours a day. Plus a Chinese kitchen for authentic Chinese dishes from 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. From steak and eggs to wonton soup, it's fast and friendly service 24/7. When you need a quick pick-me-up, you can find it at our state-of-the-art Starbucks just inside the main South Point entrance. Order ahead with the Starbucks app for easy mobile order pickups. Or enjoy your favorites in the relaxing dining area anytime, day or night. If you love Mexican food, Baja Miguel's has all of your south of the border favorites. There are dozens of classics to choose from, like fajitas, ceviche, chimichangas, tacos, and more. And for spirit lovers, Baja's colorful non-smoking tequila bar is right outside.
I'm former Major League pitcher Andy Pettitte. I teamed up with Tunnel to Towers after seeing their life-changing work with military and first responder families. Now we're expanding our mission to help veterans struggling with homelessness. We want to help them rebuild their lives not only by giving them a home, but by providing the services they need. Please join me in donating at T2T.org.
My name is Wally Joyner. I was a first baseman for the Angels, Padres, Royals, and Braves. I give the Tunnel to Towers because of what they provide for the veterans, the military, the first responders, the police, the firemen who go out and put their lives in danger for our freedoms. I think it's an incredible charity, an incredible foundation. Their goals of helping the families that protect us. I'm asking you to support the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. The foundation is committed to delivering mortgage-free homes to catastrophically injured service members, Gold Star, and fallen first responder families with young children. Never forget.
The following is a Race Day Las Vegas presentation in association with Sirocco Productions Limited on the Race Day Las Vegas Radio Network.
From the gaming capital of the world, time for Race Day Las Vegas, covering the sport of kings with a Las Vegas perspective. Now, to the race desk with your host, Ralph Sirocco.
From the backstretch to the turf club, at the racebooks and on the internet, to all horse players around the world, a good morning.
All righty. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Race Day Las Vegas radio program as we start off another week of covering the great sport of kings, Las Vegas style, here from Las Vegas at the South Point Studios at the South Point Hotel Casino Complex on Las Vegas Boulevard. Of course, you get to us by just go to YouTube, punch in South Point Studios in the search bar. You get to the page, you click Race Day, and here we are. The Race Day Show coming to you from the South Point Studios and, of course, the South Point Studios streaming network at YouTube. We welcome you to the show. If you are not one of our usual watchers on YouTube, we ask that when you get to that page to hit the subscribe button. Subscription is free. That's all you have to do is just hit subscribe. It's free. And, of course, you can then chat on the chat box. Our chat box, of course, on the right hand of the page that's presenting the shows. And you can start talking to each other, good, bad, and ugly, about us and anybody else and anything else you want to about horse racing. So there you have it, that kind of our social network of communicating with you and you with us. And, of course, we have our anchor station here in town, our radio station, in case you're running around this early morning here in Las Vegas, Sports Talk 1400 AM and 107.1 FM. That, of course, is the official and exclusive host radio station here in town for the broadcasts of the USC football and the Rams football network. Every time the Rams are playing in the NFL this year, and every time USC takes to the football games in college football, you'll hear it here exclusively at Sports Talk 1400 AM. And, of course, our websites, we simulcast there as well, streaming at racedaylasvegas.com, .vegas, .world, .global, iPhone, Android, got that covered too. You get your apps there, the KSHP app that you can hear us, and the YouTube app that you can see and hear us on your iPhone or Android and anywhere else you get your podcasting. We welcome you to the show. Well, it's transition week in Southern California. Los Alamitos wrapped up on Sunday. We now get to the fall meeting at Santa Anita, and they're going to kick it off in a big way on Saturday. They will host the California Crown, and the California Crown at Santa Anita on Saturday will feature five California Crown races, including the main event, the $1 million California Crown. They have drawn for those races. We'll get to those in a little bit here. One grade one, three grade threes, a total of $2.8 million over the five stakes races to be given away at Santa Anita on California Crown Day. And, of course, the California Crown, a $1 million race of and within itself. And we'll take a look at some of those races coming up on the Race Day Show. Woodbine will have a grade three on Saturday. Belmont Park, well, Belmont at Aqueduct, actually. Belmont at Aqueduct has four stakes races on Saturday. Two of those are Breeders' Cup winning Narens and a one grade two, etc. Churchill Downs has two Breeders' Cup winning Narin races, one of them being a grade two. Laurel Park will have three stakes races that are highlighted by the Laurel Futurity. And Prairie Meadows, coming up on their closing weekend on Saturday, will have eight $100,000 stakes races highlighted by Iowa Breds there. And, of course, it'll be a big Saturday of racing across the country. Coming up on Sunday, they're not done with the Breeders' Cup winning your in races. As you know, we're getting close to Breeders' Cup. After all, we are, 37 days, 4 hours, 29 minutes, and 18 seconds counting away from the Breeders' Cup. Of course, the first 2 days of November, November 1st and 2nd. So on Sunday, Belmont at Aqueduct will feature two grade twos. One will be a Breeders' Cup winning you're in. And then other stakes races on Sunday. Hawthorne will have two stakes races. Remington Park will have eight stakes races on Sunday that include the Oklahoma Derby and the Remington Park Oaks. And in the Oklahoma Derby, a couple of Southern California horses are going to go in for that. Headed by EJ won the cup for Doug O'Neill. He is going to employ Mike Smith to ride there on Sunday in the Oklahoma Derby. Santa Anita will again have a couple of more two grade twos. And Woodbine will also have their Breeders' Stakes on Sunday. So overall, all in all, over the weekend, we have Breeders' Cup winning your in races, the Pilgrim, the Vosburgh, the Ack-Ack at Churchill Downs, the Pilgrim Vosburgh, of course, at Aqueduct. Santa Anita will have the California Crown, and the City of Hope will also be a Breeders' Cup winning your in, and Aqueduct will have the Miss Grillo. Those will be win and your in races for the Breeders' Cup this weekend. So we're looking ahead to that, and of course, the big California Crown Day, the first of its kind at Santa Anita. We'll get more a little bit on that with John Lindo a little bit later on. And, of course, we wrap up Los Alamitos on Sunday. So we'll take a little bit of a look at that. As far as the weather is concerned, 71 degrees right now here in Las Vegas, right outside, 71. But now we're getting into the week where we're going to have the 100-degree weather again, but it's the low hundreds. Like today, it'll get up to 102. And that's what we're going to get right now, between 102, 103, et cetera, for the rest of the week until the heat, of course, breaks again and moves away. But right now it's 71 degrees outside. Big weather, though, is going on across the country. As far as the temperatures are concerned, New York is 69. You got 75 in Chicago. Los Angeles 76. Phoenix, Arizona is going to get up to 109 again today, so we got another heat pocket working in the southwest here. And my goodness, we're already into fall, but nevertheless, those are the temperatures right now. However, we are bracing for a big, big, big hurricane down there in Florida. I understand it's Hurricane Helene, and that's going to make its way. They say it's about 24 hours away from going right through the bend in Florida, where the state bends, and it's going to go right through there and up through the southeast. And they say right now it could be a Category 3, the Category 4 hurricane. So they're bracing for that there in that region in the southwest, especially in Florida, where it's going to hit right at that bend, right at that elbow of the way the state lays out. So we'll be waiting for that. More possibly than not, there'll be some cancellations, I'm sure, in Florida in the next couple of days and the racing there. So that's the weather conditions right now across the country. The big news is the hurricane that's about to hit in the southeast and right square in the elbow there of Florida. The NTRA poll. We got an NTRA poll here. And that NTRA poll has the NTRA top thoroughbred poll. Torpedo Anna has gotten to the top there. She was in the two-hole last week, but with her win over the weekend, Torpedo Anna gets the lead. A Fierceness, who was number one, is dropped to second. Adair Manor, believe it or not, is third in the NTRA thoroughbred poll, top thoroughbred poll. National Treasure is fourth, Cogburn fifth. And then rounding out the top ten, Highland Falls, Idiomatic, Next, Seize the Gray, and Doorknock. That now is the poll for the top thoroughbred poll. However, we have the other poll that we usually talk about. If I can get it up here, let's see. We'll be looking. Oh, here we go. All right, gonna get that. Well, maybe we aren't. Froze up on us. We'll get that poll for you in just a minute or two. Anyhow. Torpedo Anna is the leader in that poll, but she did not make the other poll, the Breeders' Cup Classic poll, I should say. And we'll go to that one. And the Breeders' Cup Classic, Longines Breeders' Cup Classic rankings for this week have Fierceness still on top, City of Troy second, Forever Young, the Japanese Horse third, Sierra Leone fourth, and Doorknock in fifth. Rounding out the top ten there will be Highland Falls, Ishiba Tosuro, Arthur's Ride, Derma Sotogata, and Senor Buscador. That's the top 10 in that. As we move towards the Breeders' Cup. A couple of quick notes about jockeys. Javier Castellano, as you know, he fractured his hand in an incident at Saratoga back on the 30th of August. He is planning on coming back on the 3rd of October. So he won't be here for the rest of September, which is only a couple of days anyhow. But Castellano is expected to be back riding on the 3rd of October. And you know Frankie Dettori, where he separated his shoulder in an incident at Aqueduct and the starting gate on the 19th of this month. He is scheduled to be back on Sunday. So you got Castellano coming back on the 3rd, Dettori on Sunday. You know, these jocks don't want to miss those big winner Breeders' Cup winning or in races, trying to secure mounts for the big Breeders' Cup coming up on the first weekend in November. And another one of those Heisa deals. They lost Arkansas, Minnesota, and Iowa. All lost their appeals not to adhere to Heisa in the appeals court. So Heisa has a winner there for those tracks. And Seize the Gray, who ran over the weekend. His next start is either going to be in the Breeders' Cup Mile or the Classic. And here's the big news that I know that John Lindo will probably have a comment about. Next, who raced over the weekend in the Greenwood Cup, got the highest buyer's figure of all the stakes races over the weekend. He got a 102 in the Greenwood Cup. And everybody was wondering if they're going to take a chance of maybe going in a marathon like the Turf or Breeders' Cup Classic. Now they say that Next is they're looking at either the Breeders' Cup Turf or the Breeders' Cup Classic next. So we'll wait and see about that. All right, Jonathan Nardoon is standing by. You know he's got that soapbox for that pox racing stuff last weekend. So we'll wait and see. Maybe he's calmed down a little bit. Anyhow, Jonathan Hardoon is with us. Rich Eng also. We'll ask him about his thoughts about the weekend football and, of course, a pick or two today. And John Linda will be with us to wrap up Southern California and look ahead to the California Crown. And, of course, Jerry Jag will be back with us with more philosophy from him as well. So we got a lot to cover, including your racing menu. So we're going to go to our first break, and when we come back, we'll start cranking away as we begin another week covering the great sport of Kings, Las Vegas style, right here from Las Vegas, Nevada. We will return.
South Point Casino has plenty of attractions for the whole family. Catch a movie. Our 16-screen movie theater includes two XD Extreme screens for the ultimate in viewing, sound, and luxury. After the show, treat the family to a variety of treats at our old-fashioned ice cream parlor, Kate's Corner. We scoop up a variety of creamy concoctions, including smoothies, hand-dipped cones, milkshakes, malts, sodas, and sundaes. At Kate's, there's something for everyone. And if you still got time to spare, our bowling center might be right up your alley. Voted best of Las Vegas, it's a great place for friends and family fun. 64 lanes, a pro shop, snack bar, and arcade. And while the kids are bowling, you can play slots and sip on a drink in the Alley Cat Lounge while overlooking the lanes. For our more serious and professional bowlers, the South Point is also home to a separate tournament bowling plaza.
Back on Race Day Las Vegas, now taking a look at what happened on Sunday quickly to wrap up the races there. Belmont at Aqueduct featured two stakes races, the Joseph Gima and the Bertram Bongard. The Gima was won by With the Angels with Jose Ortiz for Linda Rice, paid $2.20. That's the prohibitive favorite in that one. And the favorite also won the Bertram Bongard. That was Sacrosanct. With Manny Franco for Brad Cox, paying $4.50. Kendrick Carmouche had a couple of wins on Sunday at Belmont. So did Manny Franco. And so did, by the way, trainer Brad Cox. He won the eighth race with Floppy and Proud Aboard Ever So Sweet, paying $3.70. That was a Jonathan Hardoon pick from 3-1 on the morning line. Horse got bet, but a winner is a winner. So Jonathan gives us that winner there. A pick six carryover. A 5 out of 6 paid $8,999, and the pick 5 at Aqueduct on Sunday paid $48,934.50. And those winners, of course, started out the big, big payoff, not only in the carryover for the pick 6, but the pick 5. The winner of the first late pick 5 race at Aqueduct paid $138.50, so that put everything in the carryover mode. But somebody hit the pick five, $48,934.50 there. At Churchill Downs, Jonathan Hardoon came with another winner for us, and again, that horse was bet down at Churchill Downs. That winner, Senior Officer, in the last race with Florent Garou aboard, 7-2 on the morning line, got bet down, though, but he was a winner. Senior Officer paid $4.08 for that win. So Jonathan Hardoon gave us two winners on Sunday. I know they weren't much, but a winner is a winner. Short price, better than a long face. That's for sure. And at Los Alamitos on closing day, we've got Sergio Morfin, who had a big meet there as far as the trainer, had a winner on closing day in the fourth race. Bob Baffert and Juan Hernandez continued their team to get winners. The sixth race win there, Pleasant, paid a whopping $2.80. Armando Aguilar had a couple of wins on the card. The pick six on closing day paid $5,046.80. Now it's time to get started with the racing menu for today in the race book, simulcast centers and racetracks around the country. We remind you that the first post times are broadcast on the show each and every day reflect that of the Pacific time zone. So if you're listening here in Las Vegas, going to play the races here in the race book right behind us here at the South Point. These will be the first post times that will roll out in the books today. First post times are Pacific. And if you're listening on any one of the other platforms around the world, well, you'll have to adjust from wherever you are to the Pacific post time for these post times so you don't miss anything. Like I missed one. bad, okay? You got to, I don't want you to miss a chance at a play. All right, we'll begin with Delaware Park. Delaware Park has a first post time of 9:30, 9:30 today at Delaware Park. Next will come Belterra. Belterra has eight races. Their first post time is 9:35 at Belterra Park today. Parks Racing has 10 races today, and boy, well, I'll just leave it at that. Parks Racing. You'll be, first post time is at 9:40. I'm not going to say anything about Parks Racing. 9:40 is first post time there. Churchill Downs, they've got nine races today. Their first post time is 9:45. They got the highest carryover in the nation today in their Pick Six Jackpot. Pick Six Jackpot carryover at Churchill Downs today is $245,040. $245,040 in the Churchill Downs Pick Six Jackpot carryover. First post time is at 9:45 at Churchill Downs. Finger Lakes is next. Finger Lakes has eight races. Their first post time is 10 a.m. Then we go to Horseshoe Indianapolis. First post time at Horseshoe Indianapolis is 11:10. They've got 10 races, eight thoroughbreds, and the last two races will be quarter horses. First post time at Horseshoe Indianapolis is again at 11:10. Then we go to Presque Isle Downs. Presque Isle Downs' first post time is 12 high noon. Eight races there at Presque Isle Downs today. Louisiana Downs has eight races. Louisiana Downs has a first post time of 1:05. And then, of course, we wrap it up with Canterbury Park. They have eight races at Canterbury and a first post time of 3:10. And that is the racing menu for today. Now we will get to Mr. Jonathan Hardoon. Jonathan, good morning.
Good morning, Ralph. How are you?
Are you settled down now, Jonathan? Are you?
Yeah, it's 3 days after the fact. Most of the steam has come out of me. But listen, Ralph, let's be honest. You get 1 day a year to show off your product, and that's the performance you give. Shame on them. They knew the turf course was no good for the last couple of months, but they tried to run on the grass. So they ran one race, a horse broke down, and then they took the next races off the grass. The fields were scratched down. They waited 37 minutes between the last two races. I mean, the last race was running the pitch dark. You have a whole year to prepare to get the 1 day you get to show off your product, and that's the job they do. Shame on them. It was a horrible performance by Parks. Hopefully they get it right next year. And, you know, people are going to avoid going there. As good as that day is, and with the $1 million and all the grade ones and everything else they have, it's just horrible racing, Ralph. It really is. It's like a minor league operation compared to any of the other tracks. And their takeout is high. They drive people away to begin with. So if you're going to finally get 1 day where you get people, why not do it the right way? They didn't. They failed. Hopefully next year they get it right. Well, one other thing, the NTRA poll, that's a joke. How do they put Torpedo Anna over Fierceness? What exactly did Torpedo Anna do so great on Saturday that got her to go past Fierceness, who beat her last time out? Why should Fierceness be penalized? It's not like she won by 10 lengths or put on some fantastic performance. I don't know. I don't put much into their poll.
Yeah, well, it's by votes, and she had 274 points to 272 for Fierceness, so she only won by 2 points getting to the top of that. I guess it's just more or less, you're right. I think the Breeders' Cup Classic, poll is a little bit better, but all in all, you know, polls, just like politics now, the polls really don't mean anything. It's just that.
That's for sure.
It's just something to do. I'll tell you what, the NTRA poll, kind of surprised me with Adair Manor being in third over horses like National Treasure and Idiomatic and
Secret. It's more like a popularity contest than what it really is, because they're not really putting the stats into that poll. I don't think. I mean, just my opinion. Whoever's voting seems to be like voting for popularity, more popular horses than anything else. And if that's the case, well, the next belongs somewhere on that list, and it's going to be interesting to see where they decide to go, whether it's the turf or the classic. You know, the horses are gelding, so they don't have any breeding value, really. So whatever they're doing is really out of good sportsmanship, if you ask me.
Well, he had the highest buyer of all the stakes races over the weekend, and he did it at Parks, which they said was a little bit of a slower track than usual. And by the way, next is eighth on the NTRA poll. But I guess they're contemplating either going in the Breeders' Cup Turf or the Breeders' Cup Classic with this horse. And I think he deserves it. Even if he loses the race, he deserves a chance to compete in the race because he's so good at what he does already that nobody's going to take that away from him.
Look at the resume he's put together, Ralph. He's lost like one race maybe. First of all, this horse has to go down as one of the greatest claims of all time. You know, he was claimed away from Wesley Ward. I think it was for like $62,000 or $80,000. So they paid a lot of money for him. But look what he turned into. I mean, you know, he's just the wind machine. He's won his last races by close to 100 lengths if you include Saturday's Parks race. So You're right. And it's good sportsmanship by the connections. They don't have to run in that spot. I get it. There's a lot of money on the line. But most of these horses that run in Breeders' Cup races and want to win, it's for their career after they're finished racing. Most of them do it for breeding purposes or whatever. But he's not going to be bred. He's going to be around for a while, and he's going to slowly become a fan favorite. Horses like this, the public, you know, gravitates to, and I think it's a good thing.
Yeah, I think he's already a kind of a public favorite, that's for sure. He was winning his 13th victory of his career in the Greenwood Cup on Saturday. And the only other thing that I have that I had notes on Saturday was as I was watching the closed circuit television signal as comes into the books, etc., that fifth race, the Miss Tie Dye, was really a really convoluted, kind of crazy race because at the beginning of the race, Carousel Queen lost the rider, so you had a loose horse out there. And then the 2-5 favorite in the race pulled up going into the far turn. And then a horse wins the race, only pays $20.20, and this horse was a maiden that won the race. But there was an inquiry in the race, and you saw the inquiry sign up, and you saw the blinking on the lights. No announcement whatsoever that there was an inquiry, no announcement of the result of the inquiry. You got no PA announcement in the race until the winner walked into the winner's circle.
Winner's circle.
I mean, it was amazing.
That's part of running an operation like a Mickey Mouse, like a minor league operation. That all falls into that category, Ralph. Again, they just did a horrible job. Listen, we're not here to badmouth horse racing or anything like that. We promote horse racing. It's our livelihood. So we don't want to bash them too bad, but let's call a spade, and it was just a horrible performance all around by Parks Racing.
Well, the thing about it is we love horse racing, and we want it to be presented in the best light it can be, especially on big days like that when you'll have fringe people that may not even have ever looked at Parks Racing, etc. They should have thought to themselves, we're getting an audience, audience here that might be seeing our product for the first time. And so I would think that they have limited funds and all that there, but they got to do the best they can, and that's all. We're not complaining about we're complaining about the presentation. That's just about it. But I mean the horsemen and the horses did a great job there at Parks, and we hope they'll learn from that and maybe shore up a little of those things that they didn't have. But we're looking ahead now to this weekend. We get the California Crown over there at Santa Anita, a big racing day. They already drew for those races, and I understand, Jonathan, you have taken a look at some of them, and they're nice fields.
They are. They're big fields. It looks like competitive fields for the most part. You know, they have terrific racing. Well, they open on Friday, but Saturday's going to be their big day, and hopefully Santa Anita gets it right. I'm sure they will, and you know, Saturday's certainly a card to look forward to. You got a couple of win-and-you're-in races all over the country. This will probably be close to the last time you're going to have these win-and-you're-in races because it's getting closer. It's within a month already. You're getting close to that. So what, you know, you're not going to, if you're not going to get in soon, well, then you're just not going to have time really to get in. So I'm sure this is the last weekend of the big win-and-you're-in races for the most part.
Yeah, and, you know, I would also say that with those win-and-you're-in races, it's not the last time we'll see the win-and-you're-in races. It's the last time we'll see them this year.
Right.
Yeah. And so the California Crown, I understand, drew 7 horses in the California Crown itself. Now, that's the $1 million race, the California Crown. And in that race, I guess that there's 7 in it, but there's a question mark of a couple of horses coming out.
That would be so. I mean, John Lindell will probably know more about that than I do, and he's got his finger on the pulse in Southern California. You know, that. I mean, if they scratch that field down to five, well, here we go again. You know, it wouldn't be a good thing.
Well, it's a Breeders' Cup winning or in race, and from the rail out, number one is Newgate. Bob Baffert, John Velasquez is going to ride. This horse was ninth in the DeBerry World Cup in his last start. The two is Subsanador. That is Dick Mandela, Mike Smith aboard for that one. One, the Phil Islin, when we last saw him. The three is National Treasure. That's another Bob Baffert trainee. That's the big one for Baffert. Flavian Pratt's going to ride. He was sixth in the Whitney, however, at Saratoga in his last start. The four is Katona. Doug O'Neill and Tiago Piera get together there. This horse was seventh in the Pacific Classic, and so he'll try to bounce back there. The five is Muth. So you got three horses in here out of seven already for Bob Baffert. Muth, Juan Hernandez will ride. He just won the Shared Belief Stakes for his tightener. The six is Senor Buscador. Todd Fincher, Joe Talamo is going to be aboard for Senor Buscador, who finished fourth in the Pat O'Brien, and I believe a tightener for him because the Pat O'Brien was a shorter race. And the seven is Indispensable. John Sadler, Hector Barrios will ride there, a second in the Shared Belief behind Muth. And so that's the field for $1 million in the California Crown.
Yeah, it seems like a lot of money for that field, to be honest with you, Ralph. I mean, you know, Santa Anita having problems with their purses and everything else. I guess they decided to give that race $1 million. Don't ask me why. I'm sure you would have gotten the same field if you ran for $500,000, but they put up the million, so people are going to show up. It would be surprising if anybody scratched out of that field because pretty contentious, I think. You can make a case for a couple of them for sure.
Sure, you can. The one of the most intriguing races, I think, on the day is the John Henry Turf Championship. Now, that is not a winning you're in, but it got together a really competitive field of 11. You got Cabo Spirit, Seven Wonders, Divine Propos, I should say, Masterpiece, Dicey Mochera, Rock Emperor, Big Blue Line, El and Sanina, Gold Phoenix. You got There Goes Harvard and Bolitnikoff. That's going to be a really fun race to bet.
That's a terrific race, and it's a terrific betting race, Ralph. It's a wide-open event, no clear favorite there, and I like that race. I think you're going to have an opportunity to make some money on a couple of other races, too. The card is good. It's supposed to be good, Ralph. It's a big day for them. Let them show Parks how it's done.
Yeah, no, that's not even a question about that. There's going to be some great racing there. And, of course, we will get into those races, not only with you and John and all our other handicappers as we move to Saturday for that. And, of course, Belmont Park has four stakes races on Saturday as well, two Breeders' Cup winning year in races there. The Vosburg has always been a kind of a fun race, you know, at seven furlongs. And at one time it was a pivotal race for the Breeders' Cup Sprint.
It used to be a big race. It used to attract a lot more horses than they're getting these days. But, you know, let's see what happens. I didn't look at that field yet. Hopefully they have some horses in there and it's not in short field.
Yeah, well, I don't think they have drawn for the Vosburg.
They drew, I think, today maybe.
Yeah, they did. No, they did draw for the Vosburg. It's got seven in it. And Baby Yoda is among those in the race. It's going to be a good race. Another good race there, that's for sure. Going to be good stuff over the weekend, all those Breeders' Cup winning your ends. But that's this weekend. Now, you did your soapbox. We looked at some of the big races coming up this weekend. But now we got to start building a bankroll, buddy. You had two nice winners on Sunday. I know that they were both bet down, but, you know, winners are winners. And so let's keep the mojo going. What are we doing today?
Let's look at the sixth race today at Churchill, Ralph. It's an interesting race, and it's 6.5 furlongs on the main track. And there's an interesting horse in here, number 12, Sakura Sky, a three-year-old filly from the William Walden barn. This filly makes a first start as a three-year-old, gets Lasix today for the first time. She ran very well as a two-year-old. Here's the interesting point. Everyone else in the race is entered to be claimed. She's protected. Wow. So Walden was looking for a spot. It looks like this is the right spot. You're getting 5-1 on the morning line, full field of 12. Kristen Torres aboard to ride. I like number 12, Sakura Sky, to win today. Sixth race out of Churchill Downs.
All right, the sixth race at Churchill Downs. You like the 12, Sakura Sky. Sakura Sky, the 12th horse in the sixth race at Churchill Downs. Is that, and that, and you've got a Churchill Downs sheet, right, today?
That's all there is, Ralph. Nothing else is more than that I do.
Yeah, okay. Well, I'm just saying, though, you got a full sheet for Churchill Downs.
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, I think we have made a point about Parks Gracing, and we wish them all the best in the future. And we wish also that they would lower the takeout a little for the players day in and day out. But that's another story for another time. In any case, we want to leave on a high note, and we will talk to you tomorrow.
Thanks, Ralph. Stay safe and be well.
All right. You got it, my man. Coming up next, Rich Eng to give us a little thought about what he thinks about the first 3 weeks in the NFL and, of course, a selection or two in horse racing as well. So don't go away. We'll be right back.
Thank you, buddy.
There are many families that need your help. I'm Mark Wahlberg, and I'm asking you to support the Tunnel to Towers Foundation and their efforts to deliver mortgage-free homes to catastrophically injured service members, Gold Star, and fallen first responders families with young children, as well as eradicating homelessness amongst our veterans.
Everybody knows where the money's going. Every single dollar. God bless you.
Please contribute $11 a month to support their efforts by visiting t2t.org.
Hello, I'm Dennis Quaid. For years, Tunnel to Towers has demonstrated a commitment to first responders and military families. They've paid off mortgages and built specially adapted smart homes. Now the foundation is expanding its mission to eradicate veteran homelessness. Please give our veterans a chance to reclaim their dignity by donating at t2t.org.
South Point is also proud to provide a variety of relaxing amenities for the guests who want to be pampered. Soak up the sun and let your stress melt away in our lagoon-style paradise swimming pool. A relaxing getaway where you can bask in the desert sun and enjoy seasonal food and bar service poolside. And if you really want to escape, come to Spa Costa del Sur. From couple suites to a co-ed wet area, our spa caters to business and leisure travelers who want to unwind and elevate their senses. Visit to one of our spa's steam, sauna, or whirlpool treatment rooms will leave any guest feeling like they can take on the world.
All right, back on Race Day Las Vegas. Time to go out to Rich Eng standing by. Richie, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Ralphie. Good morning, viewers. Good morning, listeners.
Well, Richie, 3 weeks now in the books for the NFL season this year, and there have certainly been some surprises.
A lot of upsets, Ralph, and week three was no different than week two or to week one. I think a couple of barometers that you can take from this is the fact that people playing Survivor contests, whether it's locally here in Las Vegas, Nevada, or around the country, have seen decimation of the entries. For example, are off for the second time in 3 weeks. The top four selections in Survivor lost, which wiped out just hundreds, if not thousands, of entries. And, for example, this past week, Ralph, these four teams, the top four teams selected in Survivor, all lost. They were touchdown favorites or more. The Cincinnati Bengals lost. The Cleveland Browns, which is a game I gave out on Sunday, they lost. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers lost. And our Raiders got just humiliated by the Carolina Panthers. But they were all touchdown favorites or greater and lost on the field. So that it's really difficult out there, Ralph. And I read this sidebar. There was a local contest which has a few thousand entries, and there were only two entries that went 5-0, which shows you how difficult the National Football League is at this time to try to pick.
Yeah, I guess it's going to settle down a little bit, but yeah, there were a lot of surprising results. One or two key game results of big favorites that went down in the first 3 weeks that really pared down the Survivor contest quite a bit. So whoever's surviving is in pretty good shape right now. But, I see that they had two games on Monday night, and they're doing two games more this coming Monday night. Do you think that's going to be something of a regular thing now?
Well, one thing the NFL is doing is they're selling packages to more and more outlets, whether it be over-the-air channels or cable or streaming or whatever. I think the only issue I have with the two games on Monday, Ralph, is they run overlapped simultaneously.
Yeah, they're concurrent.
If they played one game and kicked off at 3 o'clock local time for us, and kick off the second game at 6 o'clock local time for us, that would make a lot more sense, wouldn't it? That'd be a true doubleheader. You could watch one game in completion and then watch the second game.
Absolutely. My remote was going crazy. It was clicking back and forth, hoping that when the commercials came up, that the other team was playing. And there wasn't commercials going on the second game either. I'm sure a lot of people did that. And sometimes, I think that's kind of unfair to us. But I'm sure they're experimenting and trying things out. But again, we'll have two different teams. We'll have two, actually, games this coming Monday as well. And, of course, in college football, a lot of things that are shaking up with college football as well. And we'll get more on that with the sports by the book a little bit later on this streaming network. But, Richie, I know that on a day like today when Southern California is not going and you don't particularly, have like a Kentucky Downs that you can do, et cetera, what you do is you put together a simulcast sheet covering racetracks from around the country. Now, we'll get your pick for today, but I think the pick that you're going to give us is probably not on that simulcast sheet, is it?
Well, it's Churchill Downs race number 4.
Yeah.
And unless I typed the sheet incorrectly, it is a horse number 4, Pike Place.
Okay.
Is the horse I'm giving out today. And also, Ralph, the offer I'll make again to all the listeners, if they just email me, I will send them the sheet for free. No charge at all. There's no strings attached, nothing at all. If you're just interested to see what the horses are, you can either bet on them, Ralph, or you can use them as a cross-off list for, if you disagree with me.
Yeah.
But, race 4 at Churchill, the number 4, Pike Place, Julianne Lepereau, riding for Paul McGee. This horse has a good record at Churchill Downs, Ralph. Run twice on the main track, has a win in a second, and that's where the horse returns off a turf route.
All right, so in the fourth race at Churchill Downs, your play for the show is number 4, Pike Place. Pike Place, the 4 horse in the fourth race. That's easy to remember, Churchill Downs. And you have 5 other different racetracks with the key simulcast plays on your sheet today as well. So, I'd suggest that folks, get that free offer and see what you have to offer on your simulcast sheets. I think that's a fun thing to do, especially on days when you don't have a regular sheet on Southern California.
Yeah, and also, just to take a step back, locally, I think you might have seen the news about UNLV football.
Yeah.
Starting quarterback Sluka has quit the team over some issues with NIL payment.
Yep.
So we don't know what the exact story is, but it's not good for UNLV. And the only link I can say about the situation, Rob, if you remember at the end of last year, mm-hmm. the starting quarterback also quit the team and took an NIL deal with a USC. He's the backup quarterback to Moss at USC. So, here we are in 6 months.
Right.
UNLV has lost his starting quarterback twice now to NIL problems.
That's the latest news here in town this morning. And I know that our folks at Sports by the Book that comes up little bit later on our network will have plenty to say about that. That's for sure. So that's a nice tease for the show. Thanks a lot, Richie. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Hey, thanks, Ralph. Good luck, everybody.
All right. We're going to wrap it up with John Lindo from Southern California and Jerry J with a thought or two on more about handicapping and betting. So don't go away. We'll be right back.
South Point offers all the types of entertainment you'd expect at a first-class Las Vegas resort. Did you know our 400-seat showroom is one of Las Vegas's top destinations for live entertainment? Enjoy live performances by classic Vegas entertainers, bands, and today's hottest comedians, plus a rock and dance floor. You can also enjoy live entertainment at the Grandview Lounge, where you'll feel all the vibes of old Las Vegas. Enjoy the music. And if you love to laugh, don't miss The Dirty at 12:30, our very own free comedy show. Every Friday night at 12:30 a.m. in the Grandview Lounge. The Dirty is 100% free, so arrive early. Go to southpointcasino.com or call the box office at 77136 for today's performances at the Showroom and the Grandview Lounge. When you're ready for your favorite cocktail, stop in and unwind at one of our seven specialty lounges. There's a bar around every corner, because you're in Vegas, baby.
Jim Leyritz, former MLB player for the New York Yankees, was a catcher. I give to Tunnel Two Towers because I know people that were involved. I know people that lost their lives. I wasn't there in the day it happened. I was out of baseball in 2001, and I got up a week later, and the first thing I did was walk down to the Ground Zero and saw the families, and saw them searching through everything, looking for people. And I'm really glad I did that, because I don't think I would have got the full effect just seeing it on TV. It's such a great organization that, yes, it started with 9/11, but what it's developed into is to helping those that are still out there fighting for us. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation, let us do good, never forget.
The Race Day Las Vegas Show, the only exclusive daily local media racing information source in Las Vegas.
All right, back on Race Day Las Vegas on this Wednesday show as we start ramping up slowly but surely to another great weekend of horse racing around the country. We now go to Southern California where John Lindo's standing by. John, good morning.
Good morning, Ralph. How you doing?
Well, it was just really nice to have you with us in studio last week. We hope you can join us on more occasions that way. But looking from Southern California now, the California Crown is the big event coming up this weekend at Santa Anita. But wrapping up Los Alamitos, Sergio Morfin had a pretty good meet there, didn't he?
He can put this on his mantle. He was the leading trainer over Bob Baffert. He had four winners. Bob Baffert had three, and Dean Pedersen was very good with limited starters. He had three over there. But Sergio Morfin, leading trainer over Bob Baffert. Good for him.
Yes, good for him, that's for sure. What about the jocks? How'd we wind up there?
Edwin Maldonado had a good last weekend there, and he pulled away. He had nine winners over at Los Al, and then you had Tiago Pereira and Edgar Payeras with six. And you see guys like Payeras and Morfin on the leaderboard like that, then you know a lot of those races were more of the nighttime quality races as opposed to the daytime thoroughbred races that we're used to.
Do I even ask what the final was for favorites?
I didn't get it, Ralph. I didn't look. I didn't want to.
Good. I'm glad you don't have it, because I'd rather not know, actually. But anyhow, now we turn our attentions to Santa Anita and the California Crown. What's the scuttlebutt on the backstretch for the big races coming up this weekend?
Well, $1 million and you only get seven horses. That's disappointing. There were no shippers in there. And the problem they're going to have trying to make a big day with the California Crown as a feature, Ralph, is that it's basically a regional qualifier. The same day we've got the Woodward in New York, a mile and eighth for older horses on the dirt. Mm-hmm. And down at Kentucky and Churchill Downs, they have the Lucas Classic, a mile and eighth on the dirt for older horses. They're trying to space these races out from the Breeders' Cup. They all fall on the same day. And so there's no reason really for the horses based in Kentucky or New York to come to California, especially when the Breeders' Cup is not going to be in California like it is this year and next. So they're going to have to work through that as far as trying to make a marquee day. The card top to bottom is good. It's not, absolutely fantastic, but it's good. And there's some good field sizes. But, I would think for $1 million, you have to be a little bit disappointed you don't get any East Coast participation in the big race.
Yeah, and, they're good races, but more importantly for the handicappers is they're competitive races. So we look like we will get some good prices out of that, hopefully.
Yeah, well, the thing to me, you have National Treasure in the California Crown, and you have Muth. So Bob Baffert's running two guns in there, and we'll see what happens. You guys were talking about who might come out. Indispensable on the outside is entered also Sunday in the Oklahoma Derby at Remington Park. So we'll see where John Sadler goes. And Katona from the Doug O'Neill barn was about 80% to run. I think he's running, and I think Indispensable may stay, but the race could come down. It could actually reduce down to five.
Yeah, in addition to that Southern California horse, looking at the Oklahoma Derby, you got EJ won the cup. It's going there. or Doug O'Neill and Mike Smith will be riding there as well. So
yeah, so that'll be a good race in Remington on Sunday.
Yeah, no question about that. John, you and I were talking about when wrapping up Parks Racing last Sunday about the horse Next that seems to be totally dominating in the marathons on the main track, and whether the connections would have a thought about giving him a chance to run on Breeders' Cup Day in one of the Breeders' Cup races. We now understand that those connections are thinking about either running Next in the Breeders' Cup turf at a mile and a half on the grass, or maybe even taking a shot at the Breeders' Cup Classic.
I have a suggestion. Go to the turf, guys, because you want the mile and a half. The pace scenario is going to be a lot softer on the grass, and it will be going the mile and a quarter on dirt at Del Mar. He's not a horse that can go 109 and change up front and keep pace and finish up like that, but he can go 112 or 113 and sprint home, and that's kind of what will happen in the turf. I would like to see him try the big boys. I think he deserves a chance. And if they do come out here, I hope they end up in the turf at a mile and a half.
All right. And take a look at what the Linda Report schedule is this week.
Got Churchill Downs for tomorrow, and then we'll concentrate on opening weekend at Santa Anita. They'll draw Thursday for Sunday's races. There'll be a couple of important races that day as well. So the cards should be good all weekend in California.
All right, John, finish up your to-do list, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right, Ralph, good luck today.
All right, now we're going to go to Jerry Jackowitz standing by. Jerry, you've got a T-shirt that kind of encompasses just our town, Vegas.
Well, it's Vegas Golden Knights.
Golden Knights, yes, I know. Well, we're going to have.
They do encompass us.
We are going to take a bow and congratulate you about the Giants, who pulled off a big upset over the weekend. So, congrats.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
All right, you have.
You know, it shows you have to stick with your ideas.
Yeah, well, yeah, there you are. Explain. Go ahead.
Well, I mean, the Giants.
I'm not talking about the Giants.
They had a terrible offensive line last year and still won six games, and they've improved that. So They're probably better than they looked after 0-2.
I know that you want to come on and continue to talk about betting, et cetera. You've got about 2 minutes left to do that, so let's do it.
Okay. So so someone wrote in and asked why we're not doing ROI or if we're doing ROI. And my response is, it doesn't matter if I do ROI. It matters if you out there do ROI for yourselves. Because once you know whether you're a winning player or a losing player, it tells you immediately what you should be doing with your bets. If you tabulate your bets, for example, and you see that over the course of a couple of weeks, you're winning $1.05 for every dollar you put up against the win price, forgetting about how you actually bet. Then you think about how much money you've taken out of the bank to match your bankroll or how much bigger your bankroll is. You'll know if you're betting wrong or right. No one will have to tell you, because if you have, say, and I would say this to you to give you a barometer, a professional horse player has an ROI probably of around $1.20, $1.25, somewhere in that area. So if you have an ROI of 105, you should be making kind of good money along the way. You should be your bankroll should be adding to your bank account, not your bank account adding to your bankroll. Mm-hmm. You want it to go the other way. And you should play to win. If you're not playing to win, if you're just playing to hang out with your friends, you should bet very little, you know, just enough money to, you know, chump change. You shouldn't be betting, you know, strong. But if you actually are a winning player in real, not fantasy, in real, then you can go and bet pretty good. And if you bet pretty good, you can bet wheels the way I sort of describe. Simple win bets, but instead of making the win bet, just do a wheel and weight the wheel to your hand because you have a winning opinion. So a little more money on the horses you like, a little less money on the horses you don't like. And it's not rocket science. I mean, you can make it rocket science if you want, but it's not necessary. And it's a really simple thing to do because we know for a fact there's no more efficient bet than a simple win bet.
All right, you got it. You got it. You ought to write a book on that and sell it. That's for sure.
I could.
Yes.
And I've written quite a few articles on it.
So. Oh, there you go. Well, and maybe we ought to post it on your website and have people take a look. In any case,
I don't own the articles.
We're wrapping up the show. We can't do it anymore. So say it real quick. Go ahead.
It's Ralph Serrato at Race Day Las Vegas. Morning on 1400 KSHP North Las Vegas.
Online
at KSHP.gov.